Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Andre Rienzo. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting seventh. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Kazmir. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rios hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Diaza moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Konerko hits a line drive into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaza moves to third. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dunn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swisher. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Diaza scores. Rios goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kepinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rienzo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vecido hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fegley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckham scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaza for the out. Fegley moves to second. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brantley hits a line drive towards first. Dunn catches it and steps on first to double up Cabrera. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rios strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gomes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bourne is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vecido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vecido for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Beckham strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fegley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fegley hits a pop-up towards first. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. 2 outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brantley moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi strikes out. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brantley moves to third. Santana moves to second. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomes takes first base on ball 4. Brantley scores. Santana moves to third. Chisenhall moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourne is 0-for-2 in the game. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn fields it and throws to second for the out. Santana scores. Chisenhall scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vecido. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Bourne moves to third. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-2 in the game. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gomes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Matt Albers now pitching. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Konerko moves to third. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vasito is 0 for 2 in the game. Vasito hits a line drive beyond second. Kipnis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Konerko scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brantley hits a fly ball into left field. Vasito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santana strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fegley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fegley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gomes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaza is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaza hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gomes strikes out. 1 out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bourne is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Casper Wells pinch hits for Alex Rios. Casper Wells is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Hill now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Brian Shaw now pitching. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Casper Wells now playing right field. Donald Veal now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brantley hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabrera moves to third. Ryan Rayburn pinch hits for Jason Giambi. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Drew Stubbs pinch runs for Carlos Santana. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Fegley and he is safe. Stubbs steals second. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. Stubbs scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chisenhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rayburn moves to second. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gomes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wells. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Rayburn scores. Chisenhall goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Swisher now playing first base. Drew Stubbs now playing right field. Chris Perez now pitching. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vecido is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Connor Gillespie pinch hits for Josh Fegley. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckham moves to third. Two outs. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.